something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh, what's your Twitter there?
At Josh Wolf Comedy.
Sandy, what's your Twitter?
At Sandy Danto, S-A-N-D-Y-D-A.
For dates around the country that aren't in Omaha.
ComedianJoshWolf.com.
Sandy?
SandyDanto.com.
Excellent. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see these guys this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see these guys this weekend. Tonight and tomorrow night, two shows each. Funny guys.
Just so you know, a bunch of people who listened to your show came out last night. I had somebody scream Freebird.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah. I had somebody scream Freebird. I go, he listened to the radio. He goes, that's right. So okay. Your people were out there.
Oh, good.
Early in the show, we had a guy email us asking about, he wanted to date his buddy's sister.
Guy's mid-30s, just got divorced, has kids, back in the dating scene. Dating scene sucks because he's been married his whole life, basically, didn't know how to do it, and starting to connect with one of his best friend's younger sister. And we said, yeah, you can date her, but tell your best friend, but just try to date her first. Don't just bang her.
Yeah. And he's giving
normally, I'd say just have sex with her.
It's a little long, but he's...
But out of respect for your buddy, you got to at least give her a meal.
That's what is...
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
You agree on that? I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
You're just going over and she's a booty call, then that's really not respecting your buddy.
Yeah.
Right. Now, he's gotten back to us and said, no, that's pretty much the plan. You know, they will
date.
They will date, if you're going to date. And
well, you're going to have sex, sure. but they're dating for a purpose. See if we actually might want to do something with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I would be up front right away with your friend. And say, hey, listen.
I believe that's also his intention.
Your sister's a whore.
Yeah, but...
No.
Yeah, here's his fear. I'll read the last couple of paragraphs here. My friend could be a dickhead. That's why I fear he
Yeah, Craig thinks it could be a dick, too.
Right, be upset about this. I want it to work out.
Don't be territorial when it comes to your sister.
But I also value his friendship. But you should get less and less territorial as you grow older.
I had three sisters.
Your sister's got to do her thing, too.
Yeah. But, I had two older, one younger, so I was more territorial with my younger sister. But you got to let that go because they're women.
Yeah.
I will ask him if we progress things. I'm not a POS, but how should I proceed if he doesn't want or like it? The feelings with his sister are still there with both of us. I don't want to lose her either.
Well, then go with a sister then. Because you can't just, if he actually has feelings for her, he's got to date the sister.
Yeah, unless your buddy's going to bang you.
Right. He'll come around. He can't be like, I'm mad at you because you have something special with my sister.
Who doesn't want their, I
never understood that. I have two little sisters too, and I just always thought, like, it'd be cool if one of my buddies and one of my sisters got together.
Listen, something I got to
Because then you're, like, you know, in-law situations are so precarious,
Sandy,
you don't know if it's going to work out.
There's something me and your two sisters want to tell you.
Cool in-laws are the best.
No, I'm with you on that. I said that too. Who wouldn't want their best friend being their brother-in-law? As long as they're getting along, because you want to hang out then.
I agree with that.
Also, a potential of the guy gets a little jealous of his sister because she took his best friend away. Is that possible?
But you got to grow up.
Yeah,
how
grow
old
up.
Are they?
This guy's in his 30s.
She's
late 20s, he's early 30s.
That means his buddy's in his early mid-30s.
Right. And let's be honest also, when you get to be mid-30s, 40s, you know, best friend, you know what I mean? Like, you're a grown-up, man, you know what I mean?
That's a good
he's
point.
My BFF. I can't have him dating my... You just gotta
How can you do
go.
This to me? I thought we were supposed to be best friends.
What
we're blood brothers.
What are we going to say each other at basketball practice? Right, exactly. You're right, you're not. It's a whole different friendship at that point.
It's a whole different thing.
You're adults.
You're adults. And the woman is an adult also.
Right.
So what's the problem? I don't get it.
I think he's just afraid of what his buddy's going to think.
Yeah, but then
he's not going to be happy.
Apparently.
Like if his buddy stands in the way of his happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he's really a dickhead.
Right.
Yeah.
Then
and,
is
by the
he
way,
his best
he's
friend?
He's not his best friend.
Yeah. And he also can't tell his best friend about how great the sex is either.
No, but you can.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
I've got a story to tell you. Hypothetical.
Here's the thing. And I would carry a joke.
Hypothetically.
I would carry a bag, like, just for jokes for whenever I'd see him. Like, if I knew I was going to see him, I'd come out with, like, a headband and a towel, and I'd always be batting my brow and be like, what are you doing? Just saw your sister.
Yeah, because
we don't need to do cardio today. You know what I'm saying?
We have sisters and mom jokes here on the show all the time. This would be real. You have to take care of that. I did take care of your sister.
Yeah.
And you meant it. What were you doing last night? I was with your sister.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah. Or you could be like, hypothetically, bro, hypothetically, you're dating somebody who only likes anal.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
All you do is mess with that guy.
Yeah. A whole time. His whole life.
Yeah.
You're all like 75. Hey,
hypothetically. Hypothetically.
I know this old lady that likes it up there. Yeah.
She only likes it when I finish in her ear. Tell me what you would do about that.
You pronounce rear wrong.
Yeah. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah.
I can say that on radio.
Yes,
right?
You can.
I'm dating a furry.
It was clever.
So tell me something.
How's it? Is the email continue? Is you still? Yeah.
That looks like he's going to pursue it.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he better follow up.
Yeah, you gotta follow up.
There's one from my Garrett. I started dating my friend's sister in high school. He got pretty mad when I was banging his younger sister. We're married now. We all have kids. He's fine with it, or at least he acts like he is.
Well, they've been together for a long time. Yeah. But that's a high school thing. That's a little more territorial. I get it. You said you got two younger sisters. How old are your sisters now?
They're in their 20s.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah, so yeah, they're women.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're women, all right.
There you go.
Oh, Craig.
One of them just got engaged. You want to tell him?
Do you want to tell him?
Who she engaged to?
Yeah. Did she used to get engaged?
Yeah, my baby sister just got engaged.
Congratulations.
To one of my, her fiance is one of my closest friends from growing up's brother-in-law. So
really?
It is kind of one of those.
Okay. What town are you from originally?
Just outside Detroit.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Detroit guy. Got it. All right.
Yeah. So you've known this guy for a long time?
Yeah.
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 And you approve?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, you have
they're women,
to, right?
They're women.
Yeah.
You know?
At some point, it doesn't matter if you approve or not.
No,
right?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, it helps.
Yeah. It does. Probably makes Thanksgiving a little easier.
Sure.
Yeah, when you're not throwing
potatoes
at each
other. Well, Thanksgiving, having your best friend over would be
fun. It's
always
better. Man.
Yeah. You said the in-law thing is precarious at best.
Yeah,
you
know? At best.
It's a forced relationship in a lot of ways. You're lucky if you get along. I get along with my in-laws, but the fact is a lot of people don't.
Right.
You know? Your best buddy's there.
Right, that's why you should be psyched at the idea of that happening.
Unless you're like if we were one of your best friends, we would be dropping that, like, I would.
Yes.
I'd be that guy too.
How could you not?
All the time.
But yeah, that would happen at first, but eventually.
It would wear off.
Yeah.
I would wait for the exact right time to come out of the room just wearing a towel. Oh, hey, man. I didn't know you were home. I had to put some clothes on.
Well, I think, the anal discussion we had. That would be a good way to deflect politics.
Yeah.
If politics comes up.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving coming up,
then
right?
You go to the anal room.
Yeah, that is a
bring up butt stuff. Speaking of butt stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't that. I was talking about about keeping the house clean, anal retentive.
Yeah. this is the conversation at Thanksgiving. You want me to tell you about stuffing? Speaking of stuff,
Colin, you got brothers, right?
Turkey's one, not
one
the only
brother.
Thing that
he's
likes
younger,
to be
older
basted.
Than you.
Younger.
Oh, so you wouldn't have dated any of his friends, right?
No.
Okay, there was too much younger, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 years.
Oh, yeah, it would have been different growing up. Yeah.
But for guys, they had dated a 3 year.
In a heartbeat.
Sure. Yes.
In a heartbeat.
Yes, but the 3 years in high school for girls to guys is so different.
Oh, the girls older. Yeah, we're
like
weasels.
An 18-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy is like
the kid to know what he's doing.
No.
I told this story.
That girl
years
is
ago.
Stunted mentally if she's dating a 15-year-old
boy.
Right.
As a freshman in high school, I asked a senior to homecoming,
and she just laughed at me.
She's
still laughing, probably.
Yeah.
To this day, tell us that story to this day.
When I was 16 years old.
Can you fucking believe this guy?
I was 16. I asked my parents if I could go. I wanted to go wait overnight with my buddy Owen Yard. Owen was the coolest kid in high school.
Got it.
He, one of those kids that like, he would disappear for. You'd be like, "Where's Owen?"
Yeah.
But just you thought he lived like the life of mystery.
Got it.
And Owen was like, "I'm going to wait out overnight for tickets to a show. Do you want to come?" I had never been allowed to do that.
Right.
And I was like, "Mom and Dad, can I wait overnight?" And they said, "Yeah." By the way, I'm embarrassed to tell you who the concert was.
Who was it?
It was Paul Young. Every time you go.
Yeah, so I know the year then. Yeah. Got it.
So I'm waiting outside, and Owen and I are out there. We're second in line behind us, and we're at UMass Amherst. We're these sophomores in college.
Yes. And you're high school.
High school. I was 16 probably.
Right.
And by the way, I didn't know what you're supposed to wear to waiting out overnight. Everybody else was wearing their PJs.
Right, right.
I came in my parachute pants. And, you know what I mean?
You're ready to go to the
I
show.
I was dressed up. Right. My hair was feathered. I had my mullet. Bam! And
John Paul Young.
Yeah, yeah. What's that?
John Paul Young.
No, just Paul Young.
No,
Paul Young.
No, it's John Paul Young.
Yeah, but he's
every time you go away?
Yeah, but we call him Paul Young. He's Paul Young on stage, right?
So we wait overnight.
No, I played that song.
I never called him anything but Paul Young, but go ahead. John Paul plays for Zeppelin.
Yeah, he also, I think, was a Pope.
Okay.
So we're waiting, and so we go, and they have tickets right behind us. This girl that I was talking to all night, Stacy, she's like, "We'll see you tomorrow at the show." I'm super excited, right?
And she doesn't know you're a high school kid, right?
She does know I'm in high school.
Oh, she does now.
So we're at the concert. And we're all dancing around together. I got parachute pants on again. I was wearing a sleeveless shirt with a lot of zippers on it. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know, sure.
Yep. And all of a sudden, about four songs into this concert, I feel two hands go in my pants.
All right.
And I'm like, oh.
In your pants or your pockets?
My pockets.
Pockets,
right?
Okay.
And which at 16, it didn't matter.
Yeah,
it
could have
been in my back pockets,
right.
And I'm still orgasming. So I get this HJ. In the second row at a Paul Young concert.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, there were a couple bad things. One.
Two, I mean, well, without being too graphic, because it's radio, obviously, with two to the end?
Oh, yeah.
Right, your parachute pants?
Yeah, that
like
was
that took long.
Yeah, no, that's you're right. Exactly. At that age, it's a gross. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
And you know what else I didn't? That was my first experience with black lights.
All right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah. And I told Owen, I go, I gotta go. And he goes, why? And I go, look. And he goes,
oh, the black lights were seeing black
lights.
Pants.
And he looked right at me. He goes, you're Stan. I go, why? He goes, you earned that. And I was like, yeah! By the way, my playhouse down.
And that girl that gave you the HJ in the crowd at the Paul Young show,
let me tell you,
is somebody's sister.
She reached out to me on Facebook probably 6 years ago.
Really?
And just said, are you the Josh Wolf that I molested at a Paul Young
concert? Oh, that's excellent,
man. And I said, yes, and let me just say thank you.
Yeah.
You filled me with confidence for an entire school year.
Easily.
Yeah. I was 16.
A college girl? She did molest you then.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Other way around, a college boy and a 16-year-old girl, the same thing at a concert, he's going to jail.
But she filled me. I was so confident walking around in high school.
Oh,
I
you
was
had
like,
to be a stud.
I just got an HJ from a college girl at a concert.
Now, just don't say who it is.
No, that kind of lowered the cool factor
It was Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
It wasn't Paul Young at all.
Yeah. Did you hear the Bee Gees in your head as you were walking out?
Yeah. I tell you, I always hear the Bee Gees in my head.
I like it. I can see
it. Alive, you're right.
Nights on Broadway is my
But I love that. I love that she...
I listen to that when I walk to clubs. From hotels to clubs, I always put Nights on Broadway on repeat on the walk over to the club.
It's a good one.
It's a great
song.
That's
a good one.
You should put that on and get high Monday night and just sing it for 14 hours.
You know what? Yeah. I'll take that dare.
All right. Just singing. But do it with
you
you can only hear it, though.
Yeah. Challenge accepted.
All right.
All right. Speaking of the high stuff, Craig.
I want to watch.
This was a couple hours
Tag
back.
Us on that.
You, because Josh and I both suffer from this. Cannabis use disorder?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't come up with the... cannabis use disorder is 20 times or more a month?
No, that's frequent use.
Okay.
Cannabis use disorder is the next class up.
All right, and do Josh and I qualify?
I can only assume.
How many
I don't
a month?
Know.
How many times a month?
20 times a month is what?
That's frequent use.
Okay, well...
You said a month or a week?
Month.
Oh. Yeah. Is this called CUD, cannabis use disorder?
Yes.
It would be CUD, right?
Yeah.
CUD.
But you don't know what it is?
I don't know how many times a week cannabis use disorder is.
See, I looked it up briefly earlier when we were talking about it, and it seemed like that when you got to that, you were also incorporating other mental issues and mental health problems along with the cannabis, so you might not qualify. It doesn't seem like it's simply use-based.
So by the way...
You have to juggle a lot.
Right.
Cannabis use disorder doesn't sound that terrible.
No.
You know what I mean? If I was going to have something, I guess cannabis use disorder sounds like the thing that I would want to have.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that.
No, if you're trying to scare people, you got to get a worse name than cannabis use disorder.
And then Katie on the email wants to know if you got your remote control situation fixed.
Yeah,
you have a problem with your remote. in the hotel.
Yeah, I did get it fixed. I want to tell you, last night...
Was it you or was it the remote control?
100% me.
Oh, my God! And you said it wasn't because you said you tried all the way around the room.
So did the guy come up and say...
So last night I got home, and I was like... Remote doesn't work again.
Mm. And I called to have it fixed.
Yeah. So the guy
comes
up and he you know when somebody knows that you're dumb when they're walking in?
Yes.
He just looked at me the whole time. Walked in, picked up the remote, still looking at me and just went like this. Pointed at the TV, went boop.
What were you doing wrong?
I go, what am I doing wrong? He goes, you got to point it. There's like a little.
Yeah, you got to point towards
it. He goes, you got to just get up there and point it. He goes, are you doing it from bed? I go, yeah. He goes, are you doing it from bed like undercovers? I go, yeah. He was like, you're probably.
Hitting your knee or
something. Yeah, yeah. He was like, just lift it up.
The remote undercovers.
Yeah. I mean, so who knew?
That's what you were trying?
No. I still don't think that. I think the first remote was broken because I did do that everywhere in the room.
Yeah.
Last night, I was.
You still had the call.
I still had the call. And the guy, you know the guy who came up to fix it? That guy. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, you guys in the room together?
Yeah.
What the hell's Sandy doing there?
did you
put some Paul Young on and go to town or what?
Let's just say parachute pants were involved.
I want to tear his playhouse down.
Was Paulie there with you?
I wish.
Dude, right? Why have a remote if you can't use it under the covers?
That's what's so stupid about Paulie. You can say that and that sounds funny. Josh Wolf, Sandy Danta. Pronouncing that right, ain't I?
Sandy
Danto.
Danto, I'm sorry. FunnyBoneOmaha.com this weekend. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.